This is a place.
This is a place.
This is a place. We want to talk about. This is a place.
Thank you for listening to This is a Place podcast. My name is Brandon, and I'm joined by a man who is just green with jealous rage right now, Nate.
What am I raging over?
What aren't you raging over?
I've got a lot of rage going on lately. Not smart people in the world. I'm getting sick of not smart people.
I thought you were going to say you're just fed up with me and my movie stuff going off our last conversation.
Yeah, that too. But
I guess people have spoken, and I apparently need to see this movie. Or I'll just watch the series on Amazon.
No. We watched the first two episodes, and I don't know. I'm not into it. It's not working for me.
Okay, well, I'll go back to the original.
I was even thinking today, Brandon, I'm like, so many good quotes from that movie. You've missed out on so many opportunities to have a good laugh.
I do have a good meme to share with you.
The Rocky Mountains.
I'd appreciate that.
Pretty funny.
Well, we've gathered today to mourn the loss of Donovan Mitchell.
Is it really a loss? Well, not necessarily the loss of Donovan, but more the loss of...
any hope?
I don't know. I mean, maybe, hopefully, we look back on this, I don't know how many years down the road, and like, oh, Danny Ainge was a genius, you know? Or we'll still be licking our wounds. We don't know.
That's what we were saying post Gordon Hayward, right?
Not really. I mean, I think we were there with Gordon. At least we were a playoff team. But we were literally a championship caliber team. We consistently had one of the best records the last few years in the NBA. Two seasons ago, we did have the best record, right? We just couldn't win playoff games. So you're basically going from being amazing to rebuilding to being like a lottery team. You're going from being one of the best teams in the NBA to a lottery team overnight. So
discounted tickets probably, though, because no one's going to want to go see the games.
That's the only pro side to it, right? Is that maybe we can get some lower bill tickets for like $10 next season,
too? $10, yeah.
And if you didn't get season tickets the last few years because they were getting pretty expensive, maybe they'll be cheaper. Maybe that's the silver lining. I'm just, for the last, how many years has it been? When was the last time? Was it 97 that they went to the, they lost to Michael Jordan?
I think so.
So 25 plus years of rebuilding and starting over. It's just, we had that little tease with Deron Williams and Boozer where we thought, hey, this is the new Stockton and Malone. And then another small tease with Gordon Hayward. But even then, I never thought that was a championship type team, right? But I think we had it. I think we had what we needed. We just, for some reason, would choke in the playoffs. And I hate to say it, but I think part of the reason we choked in the playoffs was due to Donovan Mitchell. Like, he just I think he felt too much pressure to carry the team.
Right. And
even if he was missing, he would still keep shooting instead of trying to figure out ways to score. I don't know. It's football season, so it's who flipping cares? Season.
There you go.
Who flipping cares? I don't care about basketball until like February. Anyways.
Remains to be seen. But another reason there's some rage in your heart today.
Yeah. Just done.
But you do have some good things. You are currently, as we speak, in Orlando.
Isn't that a song from a musical?
Yeah, it is. But yeah, you are... I mean, we're recording this a little before, but you're on a trip in... Going to Universal?
Well, truth be told, I'm not there yet. I'm still in Utah. We're heading out to Orlando.
Well, I'm saying, like, when people hear this, you will
when
be
When people
there.
Listen to this, yes. I would love to, like, talk about what's going on in Orlando right now. Ooh. And you know what? I'm kind of frustrated with myself. Another reason I'm frustrated. Nate needs some chill pills. I never thought about it, but I should have gone a few days earlier and seen the BYU-USF
game. I was going to say that. Yeah.
I didn't even think about that because that football just wasn't on my mind when we were talking about going, which was literally like 2 weeks ago when we like figured this out. But that might have been a hard sell anyways to... Well, actually, it might not have been.
It is a two-hour drive between Orlando and Tampa, so it's not the closest
true
thing
not
in the world.
Bad.
But, I mean, if you're in the vicinity, you could make it work.
Well, last time I went to Orlando, I used to go to Orlando, well, before COVID hit, we would go to Orlando to do a softball tournament every September. And that's not where we're going this year. I remember 1 year that Denver was playing Tampa Bay while I was there. And I'm like, doggone it. I should have got tickets and gone down there.
But you'll be having fun anyway, even though you won't attend the BYU game, which after talking about this has already happened when people hear this. But I think it was a wonderful game. They just blew them out of the water.
They played really well.
Nobody was injured. No problems. I think we got a good season ahead of us.
Yeah, I can't believe Utah took a dive like they did.
Yep. Only one team won against Florida, and it was not the Utes.
And I can't believe Utah State beat Alabama.
Yeah, that was not something.
That was insane. Wouldn't that be funny if all that came true?
I looked at the likelihood of Utah State beating Alabama on ESPN, and it gives them a 0.01% chance.
0.01? That's what we like to hear. That's kind of like
So you're like, saying there's a chance.
There's a chance, but it seems like for a few years, there's always, what was it, the Division II teams would always beat like a big team, big college team. But normally those teams that are beating up on the Division I teams were like top of their division,
right?
Whatever you call it. So
Alabama's a NFL team.
Basically.
Utah State, JUCO compared. But it gives them a 0.7% chance. Sorry, I spoke out of terms, but still not...
Not good.
Not good chances. I will say, as I opened up my ESPN app, I did see some breaking news that the CFP board has decided on a 12-team playoff. And that is nothing but good news.
For real?
Yeah.
No. When are they going to start it, though?
2024.
What?
Yeah, that's amazing news, actually.
What? I'm happy now again. Oh, 2026. Wait. But they're going to try to implement it as soon as 2024.
Okay. We've come a long way from the BCS.
We sure have. And I think it was good when they went to the 4-team playoff. That kind of got the ball rolling. But I wonder if they'll just keep adding Or do you think 12 is going to be the cap? I don't know.
Well, going along with the topic of rage, I figured it was time to check in on one of our OG viral episodes, Raging Waters. Because there is news in the Raging Waters camp, isn't there?
There is some possibly good news.
Yeah, and we're going to give you this three-step plan they have, this 30-step plan. It's going to double the profits.
Well, one thing I like is we're obviously talking about the game plan for Raging Waters, what they're proposing to get done. But I love that ABC4 News says a plethora of new features allows community use throughout all four seasons. A plethora. Which, now we're going to go back to our last episode about movies. Have you seen Three Amigos? Oh! Dang it. That's another one added to your list.
I think you would like your other presents too. I have put many beautiful piñatas in the storeroom, each of them filled with little surprises.
Many piñatas?
Oh, yes, many!
Would you say I have a plethora of piñatas?
A what?
A plethora.
Oh, yes. You have a plethora.
Jefe, what is a plethora?
Why, guapo?
Well, you told me I have a plethora. And I just would like to know if you know what a plethora is. I would not like to think that a person would tell someone he has a plethora and find out that that person has no idea what it means to have a plethora.
Ah, Brandon.
I do know the quote because my dad has quoted it.
Hold on. Wait, what? Your dad has quoted that movie and you still had no desire to see it?
I wouldn't say no desire. I just haven't seen it.
What, you're waiting for Blockbuster to have it in stock?
Yeah, I keep checking my local Blockbuster.
Oh.
I think my grandparents have the movie.
They have it?
Yeah. I just have never borrowed it, never watched it.
I have it on DVD. DVD, that's funny too. That's getting old.
You sent me a link to your Vudu so I can watch it.
Yeah, I should buy it so you can watch it. But yeah, I don't know if I want you to watch that one or League of Their Own first.
I just started making a list because I have already watched one that you gave me.
Yeah, it took me like, what, 2 years to get you to watch it?
So I think it's high time you watch the first Harry Potter.
I believe I have seen that one before, but I don't remember anything about it.
My same claim to Karate Kid.
But do you know that Star Wars and Harry Potter are just the same thing?
All right, let's go back to Raging Waters.
Okay, you're gonna start raging?
Or I'm going to start raging. You said they gave a plethora of new updates.
No, they gave a...
They gave 30.
It said they have a plethora of new features.
Plethora of new features.
Yes.
And then the Glendale Regional Park Master Plan, they list 30 items. I'm not even going to go through all of them because that's too dang many. Should we talk about some of the highlights?
Well, you know the number one highlight's going to be, right?
Not pickleball.
Shoot. Well, check this out. Sports enthusiasts can enjoy volleyball and pickleball. Those are two sports I love.
You're going to spend all your time here.
I know. I might have to go. You know what we should do? We need to go buy a house now before the value just goes crazy over there.
Right.
Just buy one across the street. And what's the other good thing? What's the other good thing about living over there?
What NPS. Would be a good thing?
NPS is down the street. We could walk there.
Get all your groceries at NPS.
The cost of living would be like nothing because you can get cheap groceries.
You're getting on the ground floor.
You would have a plethora of things to do.
30 different activities you could enjoy for a whole month worth of activities.
Yeah, there's a lot to do, which makes me sad because you get on Glendale Regional Park Master Plan website, and they have a bunch of pictures of the way the park looks right now. And it just makes me sad to see it in its condition. But it also makes me sad to see those slides and be like, oh man, those are going to be torn down. I think they're already torn down. They're gone.
Yeah.
So just, it makes you sad and happy at the same time, right? That they're doing something with that area. But
it is cool. Get to
go down those water slides again.
It is cool the repurposing they're doing, though. And I did speak out of turn. I told you earlier that they were going to still have a lazy river. That is incorrect. The former location of the lazy river will be repurposed as a skating ribbon, hosting ice skating in the winter and roller skating in the summer.
Ooh.
So that's kind of cool.
It is.
Same with the pools from Raging Water will be turned into a skateboarding area.
Oh, man. Just this morning, I was over at Riverton Park, which, by the way, they might be gone by now. All those flags they put up at the Sandy Mall or Southtown Mall, American flags, they're over at the Riverton Park right now. I saw them setting them up the other day. But they do have a skate park
Labor
over
Day?
There. Probably for Labor Day. Well, you got 9/11 coming up pretty soon, so I think they'll have them transfer over to Sandy soon. But anyways, the skate parks they have now, man, I would have killed to have that as a kid. I mean, classic skating, when they built that new addition that they had the skate park in there, and that was really the only place to go, but you had to pay money to do it. And so I'm like, it would just would have been fun to have.
Dude, if I would have had that, I would have been sponsored by now.
Absolutely. Easy peasy. My life would have taken a different path. Just kidding. But it still makes me want to, like, go try it. I wonder if I could still kind of skate. Aggressive skate.
Maybe we should go for an episode one of these days. It's not a bad idea.
But I also wondered this morning how many bones have been broken in skate parks. They should have like a Facebook page that just shows.
A tally? They should just have a big board at the top.
Yeah,
that
yeah, and just
can
pictures.
Tally.
Pictures of all the...
Pictures too, yeah.
Bodily damages that you get going to a skate park. Anyways.
I don't think that this Raging Waters plan, their projected time frame is to finish by 2024. That includes they need to still vote on it in November, as you noted.
Oh, yeah. I think they have like an $85 million plan or a bill
bond
that's going to be
something.
On bond that's going to be on the for up for vote in November. So,
but they'll still have time to come up with this broken bones plan, and it's going to be a new skate park, so they may as well start fresh.
They're going to have a shade pavilion. That looks amazing.
I love shade pavilions.
Full court
The pavilions
court.
That don't give shade are no good for me.
That's true. But a full court basketball court, we can go play basketball. Oh, man. So many
activities.
Hilltop
overlook, which in the winter you can slide down. Oh, sorry. That's a sledding and hiking hill. So you can go hiking in the warm months and sledding in the cold months. They'll have a parking lot.
Ooh.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. You got to park in the park. Park at the park.
And they'll still have pools. They'll have a water play feature and an outdoor pool as well.
And a lot of big rocks to climb.
Got a dog park.
Parking lot. So one thing I don't understand is the sledding and hiking hill. Like, are they just going to bring in mounds of dirt?
That's what I was going to say. Just mounds and mounds of dirt make a hill.
That's going to be interesting.
Do you go to any of the big parks frequently?
In a way, kind of, but usually when I'm going to a park now, it's because I'm playing pickleball.
So you go to Murray. Murray Park is bigger.
So I go to Murray every so often. The Wardle Fields has a really cool, like, splash pad and slide and all that stuff, but I'd never go over there.
I mean, you'd think that'd be a nice place to cool off.
It's true.
You're not using that garden shower.
There's another park nearby there that has a splash pad, and I've gone in that after playing.
But thinking, like, size-wise, you've got Sugar House, pretty big park. I haven't been to Sugar House in probably, it's been over 10 years. I really like Liberty Park, but it seems kind of scary.
Liberty? Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. Liberty's not too scary. Pioneer is scary.
Pioneer Park's scary.
And I want to say they put in some pickleball courts at Pioneer, but I'm like, I'm good.
You're not going to be a Pioneer and try those?
Nope. But Liberty's interesting. It's very interesting. But they filmed a few movies there before.
The reasoning behind putting this park in is the west side doesn't have a big park like on the east side with Sugar House and Liberty.
That's a good point.
But this is still pretty, it's not that far west.
My question, like some of the stuff, like the outdoor pool, is it going to be part of the county? Like, you have to have a county rec pass to get into it? Or pay a fee to get in, I'm assuming?
Yeah. I just hope they take my suggestion. They have some kind of a monument for Raging Waters and what once stood there. But I do wonder how much of this will actually come to fruition and how much is just blue sky plans.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, if you go to their website, I mean, it looks like they put a lot of thought into this.
Sure.
I mean, they're going to have like a little, man, there's just so much. Like a stage, a plaza to do concerts, I'm guessing, or performances.
All ages and abilities playground.
A dog park on top of that. Picnic areas.
And you said a kids climbing and all ages climbing features.
Check this out. A riverside beach and volleyball. The Riverside Beach offers a chance to enjoy views of the Jordan River while beautiful playing Jordan in the River. Sand with activities from relaxing on the beach to a game of volleyball. So the Jordan River is also going to become a water attraction. Well, I know right now that we sat outside of the park, they're trying to kind of clean up the Jordan River or make it more of an attraction.
Yeah. And I think this goes along with it too, because
that's true.
They've got kayaking,
yeah,
stations, river access, boat ramp, boat drop off. They want to have the Jordan River be a source of water activities.
Lots of good activities. And the biggest one of all, the pickleball courts.
Happens to be last on the list.
I wonder too, like, well, they do have those tennis courts over there, right? So it sounds like that's what they're just going to turn those tennis courts into pickleball courts.
Mm-hmm.
But that would actually be a really good place to put in a big pickleball venue, in my opinion.
They need to call you and get you on the project.
Yes. That's one thing I will suggest to any city who's going to be putting in pickleball courts. Just talk to maybe two or three people who actually play pickleball before you install them. I mean, three places, like four. Midvale, West Valley, the ones right by my house in West Jordan, and Daybreak, they all did them wrong. Did them way wrong.
Got too hasty.
It's annoying because, I mean, it's nice that they want to put pickleball courts in, but when you've gone and messed up on them, then people don't use them, and it's just a waste. Because the places that put them in correctly, they get used.
After all is said and done, though, if they're not booking us to be the first performers on this new stage, they failed.
Have us be the MCs.
Well, maybe we could make a band. We've got a couple songs.
It's true. We can do some covers.
Well, tell us what you think you'd like to see out of these options for the new Raging Waters site. What you're most excited about. Let us know in the comments. Like, subscribe, follow.
We all know it's pickleball, but they'll let us know anyways.
Thanks for listening to This Is A Place podcast.
See you next week.